Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Call security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's 7 foot tall. He's
a kid.
Right.
He's a kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Oh, yeah. This is Hoppy Hour. How the hell are you doing? I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you. And don't think I forgot about you at 856-49-HOPPY. You can call me live at 856-494-6773. But if you're listening after the Spreaker live session we have here, you can always leave me a voicemail. 856-494-6773. Also, we have a lot going on. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com, or my Twitter's ryanhoppyradio. This show is being brought to you by Dwayne, the mattress guy, over at Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro. 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555. When I tell you that Dwayne is the best around, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. 813-452-5555 to talk to Dwayne, the mattress guy.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
So if this is the first time you're listening to my show, hi. We have a lot to get into. So I see this here from the Daily Mail, which is the best place to get American news. Unfortunately, you got to go to dailymail.co.uk. You got to go to the United Kingdom to get the best, fair, and unbalanced news about America from the same country that doesn't know what the hell a dentist is, the same country that talks all the smack about us. Oh, they cover us the best? That might be a problem. That might be a little bit of a dilemma, but no one wants to talk about that. The moment Billie Eilish stopped her show at London's O2 Arena after several fans passed out in sweltering heat and had to be carried out by security. Now, listen, do I think Billie Eilish is talented because I'm 10 to 15 years old, older than her, so I can't really relate? Yes. Do I think her music's awful? Do I hate her personality? Do I hate that every song's a minute and 45 seconds? It's not for me. It's not my vibe. I get how it's, if your ears don't work, you think it's wonderful music. I get it. I've always thought she's insufferable. The relationship with her brother's weird. Being her brother's the best because you don't have to deal with any of the pressure and you make her sound good. Because she would be nothing without her brother. Let's just be honest here. Here's the thing, though. I gained respect for her that she had her show come to a halt and she saw that fans were passing out in sweltering heat. Like, it shows that she has emotion. Is she a douchebag? Oh, incredibly, yes. Said that very weird. Yes, I think she's an incredible douchebag. But do I like the fact that she's got a conscience? Like, we got to give her a round of applause. Because a lot of people don't, like, stop their show. Travis Scott. Just saying, Travis Scott didn't really do anything. Billie Eilish. Hey, everybody, let's take care of our listener base here. She said she knew people were fainting. So, yeah, that goes to the whole point of Billie Eilish. If she saw people fainting in her crowd, Travis Scott definitely saw it at his festival. Because all the Travis diehard fans were like, there's no way that I paid $300 to be in a crowd of losers on Molly. And then have the artist not even care that I saw people die in front of me. And then all the people that, like, I'm on and off on my Virgo sign, and my sign being Virgo. I'm on and off about all that Mercury and retrograde and whatever. I want to believe in it, but then Neil deGrasse Tyson and how atheist he is ruins it for me. But I do kind of agree when all these people made TikToks after Travis Scott's concert. They're like, there was some demonic energy. It's like, yeah, it's what happens when you bang a Kardashian. Billie Eilish stopped her show in the middle of performing so she could help fans who are fainting amid soaring temperatures in London. People are fainting and getting pulled out, she said. She goes, are you okay? Let me know. It's hot. Thanks for the weather update. Gig goers at the 20,000 person capacity venue then tell her they were being squished and are seen carried out by security staff. So essentially, she did everything that Travis Scott should have done. If Travis Scott was smart, which he's not, if Travis Scott had an IQ in his brain, which he's not, and Billie Eilish barely does, but he would be so smart if he communicated with the crowd. I was like, hey, what's going on? You guys have too many shots tonight?
Shut up!
While they're carrying the bodies, like having a conversation, like doing comedy, like crowd work. Because that's what Billie essentially did. She essentially is saying, I don't make good music. I'm not someone you want to hang out with. I'm not somebody that really should be a person that you hang out with because you rely too much on your brother. But I do have a conscience, and I don't want people to die. And you got to give her that. She has something over Travis Scott. Also, she has a little bit of talent. Travis Scott's absolute garbage. I would rather listen to somebody having mouthwash in their mouth and they're gargling it. And I'd rather take that hip hop beat and then listen to something like that. Travis Scott is one of the worst rappers ever. Here is Billie Eilish at her concert. Crap, 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 crap. I just remembered that I probably shouldn't be playing a full song when there's copyright. So we're going to reset and take a break and just act like that never happened. Please don't give me copyright police or any police.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, man. Again, I cannot specify enough. I'm getting really angry with the neighbors right now. I see you guys are always talking about, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. And you're sleeping in uncomfortable beds. Do you ever expect it to get better? I'm tired. But you don't want to invest in your success? Okay. I get it now. Oh, are you sick of sleeping in an uncomfortable bed? Wow, that's amazing. 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555. Call Dwayne the mattress guy. Because the thing is this. He was already going to hook you up between 50 to 80% off. But when you name drop me, man, you're going to be leaving a happy man and sleeping better than ever. 813-452-5555. Tell Dwayne the mattress guy at Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro that you heard it on.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Live from Tampa Bay. You are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Hi, Rangers fans! How does it feel to live in New York City with high taxes and a lot of crime? And you just lost to the hot area of Florida. They don't know what hockey is down in Tampa, even though they sell out every game and Rangers fans are a bunch of bandwagon douchebags. Did you see Jimmy Fallon at your game? dunking that hot dog into water. Oh, he's so edgy. That's what you guys represent. Nonsense. Oh, the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Rangers. That's all I know. I am such a spoiled brat. I had tickets to the game last night. Been up since 1 in the morning. And I left after the first period. But then at the end of the first period, it was 0-0. And I went, you know what? I think I need to just leave and contribute to the Lightning winning. So you're welcome, Tampa Bay. Me leaving the game after one period because I was really tired and a little drunk. Me leaving the game and being safe because I was a little drunk. Thank you. You can all bow down to me. I'm the reason they won. Not because of Vasilevsky. Not because the Rangers choked like a day of Tory Black at work. No, no, no. You should be thanking me. But you know what's funny? Yankees fans are insufferable, but they're adorable because they won a lot and now they don't win as much. And they won when they were boomers, essentially. To me, being a Yankees fan is like being a boomer. You live in the past and you have a lot of money. Knicks fans are okay. They're whatever. They're insufferable bros. But the Knicks are never good. Oh, yeah, Patrick Ewing. That was four decades ago. Get over it. Giants fans are okay. Not great. Got lucky with Eli Manning. It's kind of awkward being a Giants fan because you never really have like that good of a quarterback. Like Eli Manning, if it wasn't for Mario Manningham, and if it wasn't for, what was that guy's name that worked at Best Buy afterwards? David Tyree. He had the catch, and Eli Manning beats Tom Brady twice. Like, but he didn't do anything else. So you have Giants fans and their mediocre quarterbacks and Phil Simms, who is terrible at TV. Then you have the Mets, and oh, they're just crazy and wild. They're Brooklyn accents. I believe it's in Brooklyn. I don't know that much about New York. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I despise Rangers fans. I don't despise the city of New York. I went there when I went to Sirius XM Radio and was on the It's Eric Nagel channel and underwhelmingly met Opie from Opie and Anthony. I went up there, and let me tell you, New York City is a nice town. It is. It's not bad. But the people that are all about New York are insufferable. So here's what I've really picked up on New York. I want to compare it to most of my audience comes from Tampa. So if you're listening in a different city, we have a midday show at my day job. It's called Roger and JP, and they're up in Long Island, and then they're syndicated in Tampa, and they're from New York. To me, when you represent the craziness of New York, Roger and JP, Boomer and Carden, Boomer and Geo, all those sports shows represent the like normal people. If you want to know what a normal Giants fan is like or Yankees fan, look at Roger and JP. They're cool as hell. They go to games. They talk smack. But they're not punching people. And now by no means am I saying that talk radio listeners are people that punch people in the faces. But it's people that aren't successful. You know the Rangers fans that call into radio shows and get mad at either like John Senning or that Philly fan that got mad at me? Those are the people that punch people in the face. Those are people that get mad at their girlfriends and go, oh, I just want to punch a wall and break my fist in anger. Somebody you don't really want to be around. They'll get you kicked out of the bar because he goes up to a woman and goes, hey, toots, you want a drink? And the girl's like, not at all. And he's like, all right, whatever, bitch. And she throws a drink in his face. He's like, you're a hoe. And those are the people that punch people at games. Those are the people that are bad New Yorker fans. That type of attitude where they're like, this is my city, even though I'm one of 12 million. I love that. I love when the narcissist that has money from New York will act like things that happened at New York City, or this goes with millionaires in Chicago too. I think Chicago and New York, maybe Philly, but being rich from Philly is like saying, I want to get the best food at McDonald's. Like, there's really not, I would say the only cities are Miami, even that, just Chicago and New York. Maybe Boston, add that too, those three cities. The millionaires who come from nothing that live in those huge cities. Then act like everything that happens within the city is somewhat because of them. and they start to go, oh, yeah. So, like, they go, oh, yeah, in the 90s, I was making, like, $400,000. And Michael Jordan was winning championships, and Sammy Sosa was the Cubs player. And they act like it's also because of them. Like, they're watching it. You know what I mean? It's a weird thing where they're like, oh, yeah, we just didn't win the game last night. It's the biggest problem with Chicago fans. Some guy tried to call a radio show I was on Friday and tried to bitch me out about that. And I go, Chicago fans are awful. They act like they're a part of the family. Like, you sit around your family dinner after a bunch of people that are worth $200 million being all the Chicago Cubs players. You're like, that was pretty cool when we won the Super Bowl. Or, I mean, the World Series. No, like, why are we using the word we? You're not a part of it. You're paying $200 to be around the we. Like, you know, that sounded weird. 856-49-HOPPY. My great point is every fan base has the awful fans, but Rangers fans are just the worst because it's the angry New Yorkers, the ones that want to punch things. Victim claims Rangers fan 29 who sucker punched Tampa Bay fan in the head at Madison Square Garden was looking for a fight and hunting around and hunting anyone wearing Lightning jerseys. This is the... I don't even know what this means, but his name is literally somebody that if you were to tell me, I'm going to give you four options of the name of the person that punched somebody in the face at a hockey playoff game. If you told me the name was James Anastasio, that just sounds like somebody that's going to punch you in. Watch out for James Anastasio. He's going to punch you, bro. James, when you get him on some shots and the Rangers aren't winning, James Anastasio will just punch you in the face because he's a dirtbag from New York that thinks that the city cares about him. And now he's a part of it when he's just a small dick meathead. James Anastasio. Fuck you. You think any of your Rangers fans were like, yeah, you made us really look good. We always get a bad rap because we're in New York and we have crime and record high taxes. But because of James Anastasio, now we feel better.
Shut up!
The suspect's father said there is nothing to defend about his son's actions. Yeah, my son's kind of a piece of shit because of me, because we're from New York and we take it way too seriously. Yeah, I'm so angry about sports. Like last night when I was at the game, there's a few Rangers fans who were like walking around huffing and puffing. I'm like, relax. Do you think any of the players care that, oh, I'm so upset. I'm James Anastasio. No, buddy. James, you know what happened? While you're at the game punching a Lightning fan in the face, you know your girlfriend that said she was going to the club for a few hours? She's banging another dude. Why were you alone? Oh, your girlfriend was busy that night, James.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, it's okay, babe.
Happy hour will be right back.
You go to the game. I'm going to drive to Philadelphia for the weekend and hang out with my friend named Chad who works in accounting. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that he is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I've been promoting him for 2 years now. He's one of my close friends, but I hadn't been going to class and I was becoming lazy. I was promoting it, but I wasn't going to class. I went to class twice this week and I feel alive, man. Amir Academy of Martial Arts. He has workouts in the second half of the day. So in the afternoon, going into the evening, he does personal training. He's had professional fighters train with him and at his place. He's legit. And he's not one of those muscle heads. No. He's a fun man. He's a good person, and he's a class act. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt. You make me sick, you big baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Hi. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Oh, we have so much to get into. My girlfriend just came over and asked if the laundry machine being on is going to interrupt the show. No, I'm pretty sure I'm louder.
Yo, what's up? Baby, let's go.
All right, we have so much to get into. So I am often a proponent that I don't vote. I don't care. It's your civil duty. Shut the fuck up. They don't care about us. None of the elite politicians do. And now this next rant might have a little bit of vulgarity, but just know if I was on FM radio, and when I am on FM radio, I don't swear because it's a free platform and my life is short, I'm a little unhinged. So forever and ever, I'm just going to break down how I view things and just know that I haven't voted since Obama in 2012. And the only reason I voted for Obama was because I saw him become a senator in 2004. And they, on conservative radio, were like, Barack Hussein Obama. And we're like, who's that? And then you find out that he was a really cool dude. Yeah, and I voted for him in 2012. I haven't voted since then, and I don't really care. It doesn't really impress me. I don't believe that any of them care about me. And they're just talking heads through a TV. And we essentially get fucked because it goes, you have this option or you have this option. You get two of the worst options. So I'm not going to sit here and say that I lean right, but I believe more in you should be allowed to say what you want. I think getting upset over words is a simple-minded way of not wanting to have an open discussion and just trying to cancel the person without coming up with a solution. Because when you never come up with a solution, how is a person ever supposed to get better? But the far right, that's always been like, oh, the liberals are trying to, you know, shut down the fake news. Jimmy Kimmel only covers one thing on his show. All the liberals, you hear the same thing over and over again. The media, they're hiding details about COVID in the laboratories. Like, every Republican I'm ever around is always like, oh my God, once you get that info that's going to come out about the vaccine that saves lives, once you get the info, I swear, man, it's totally... I've had friends die of it because they believe the nonsense. Do I think it fixes everything? No, but it works. I didn't die. Okay. 856-49-HOPPY. So the same Republicans that are always like, oh my God, why is the left canceling everything? Well, Donald Trump's Truth Social app is suspending users who post about the January 6th hearing. And that's all I'm going to say. The free speech alternative Truth Social was supposed to come in and be the open forum that Donald Trump said he wanted, which he doesn't want at all because he knows he's in a little bit of trouble. I'm not getting any more into that. But your all-time leader that you bow down to, that you think cares about you, that is literally laying in money, banging porn stars while his wife was pregnant. That man cares about you, Mr. MAGA in Florida. Yeah, Trump's my guy, man. It's almost like the Chicago version of sports. Like, yeah, we almost did it when we beat the free brain. Hey, shut the fuck up. Shut up. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care at all. He doesn't know who you are. And when he meets you, he has the same personality that he's boring. And that guy has been talking about fake news, fake news, fake news, fake news. And this is the first time I've ever ripped into him, and I don't care. But then you're taking down things about when you're in trouble? That literally represents every elitist ever. It's no longer about Trump. People with money can get away with things. It's insane. Get me all worked up. I'm just tired of the BS. I'm tired of the liberals who literally go, oh, the Trump. It was, remember in 2018 when that happened? I want to live in the past because I don't want to address that my president, who's under my party, is kind of sucking. So I'm living in the past because I'm afraid to admit that Biden's just as bad as Trump. Shut up. Shut up. I'm tired of everybody defending Biden. Oh, it's because the guy is a dummy. The guy is never awake. He's an embarrassment. The whole world's laughing at us. The whole world was laughing at Trump, but at least Trump was so crazy and so out of his mind and so sexist and so racist. Oh, and but he held the Bible. He really cared about Jesus. So if I go out there and hold a Bible, all of a sudden I'm a priest. Trump was not a good dude. It's not somebody you want to hang out with. He's a shady man. But at the same time, he was so crazy and so unhinged and so unpredictable and so wild. He got things done. If Trump was in office right now, Brittany Griner would have been back at the White House, and he would have had her a whole room at McDonald's ready. He is just that guy. Donald Trump would have been like, hey, Putin, can I have Brittany Griner? Yeah, okay. All right. Hey, you guys can pee on me or whatever. He's into the golden showers. I'm just saying, if he was in office, Brittany Griner would be back by now. You tell Biden, hey, can you help us get Brittany Griner back? He'd be like, who's that? And they'd be like, oh, she plays for the WNBA. And he'd be like, what is that? And they're like, that's the female basketball sports league, Joe Biden. And he'd be like, I didn't know women played sports. I just see him saying something like that. I see him being so I could see Joe Biden being so not into sports. Being like, I remember when women didn't play sports, man. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like he doesn't know who she is. So all the liberals that voted for him that are now like, oh, it's so funny. They're like the LeBron Jameses and the Good Morning Americas, the Robin Roberts, the Gail Kings, the George Stephanopouloses, all the liberal, the Rachel Maddow, if she's on, to all the people that were so like, you know, just all about it are now, they're not talking as much. And so, the whole thing is so dumb. I sit back and I see everybody getting mad when they, you need to realize it's only about you. There's no politician who's going to come by and fix everything. Oh, and the TV news anchors, they're living off of our fear. If you honestly tune into the TV news every night, and you go, oh, yeah, yeah, they totally care about giving me what I need to know. You need to look out for yourself and do everything through yourself. Figure out what to do and get through life. This country is 235 years old or whatever, whatever dumb age it is. I'm glad I don't know the age. It's a very young country and we are failing. That's as political as I'm going to get. That's just me pouring from the heart because I'm sick of the BS. You all suck, all of you that voted. Although I don't believe it was 80 million that voted for Joe Biden. Also here from the Daily Mail, Roddy Ricch, the rapper. Okay. So, like, I'm not a rapper. I'm not popular. I'm kind of popular, maybe sort of. I don't know. But if I always had, like, the cameras on me, you know, and I'm like a rapper, I would like make sure that I had everything put together, you know? Like I would always make sure I knew where my cocaine was, I knew where my heroin was, I knew where my money was, and I knew where my guns were. Because a lot of times it seems like, and this goes with famous celebrities too, that are like someone like an Aaron Carter, it's like you're going to be profiled because everyone knows that you do drugs and you sell guns and either you're a gangbanger or you're a creepy singer like Aaron Carter. If you're a public figure, you should make sure that you don't have drugs on you or guns on you because you're probably going to have the cops talk to you. You know what I mean? Like even Bieber, he was doing things and was like, oh, I'm just going to piss into a bucket and no one's going to find out. No, you should probably be in your best behavior when you're a millennial talent that's in the spotlight. I'll explain why. Roddy Ricch was charged with gun charges in NYC when Governor's Ball Security spotted a loaded firearm in his vehicle. Like, yeah, it's okay to have the gun on you. I get it comes with the life. You, like, it's fine. But, like, make sure it's hidden. You know what I mean? Like, you're Roddy Ricch. You have the great song, The Box. Like, I like Roddy Ricch. But it's like, bro, like, if you're going to roll up like that, just make sure it's organized. Like, you should almost, like, if you're, like, a famous celebrity that does sketchy things, someone like Chet Hanks, Tom Hanks' son, he's always getting caught. Anybody that's going to carry guns with them and have drugs with them, honestly, this advice has nothing to do with me. I've never had a gun. I don't do hard drugs. But I'm going to give the audience some advice on how to be a scumbag. I'm going to give the audience some advice about how to be a druggie walking around and a drunk walking around. Which I can kind of relate to. What I'm saying is this. When you go out, and if you're going to do something illegal, organize it. You don't want to be in the spotlight where anybody can see you. If you're going to go out and do debaucherous things, if you're going to go out and have a wild time, keep it low key. Don't make things obvious. Don't be leaving guns in the backseat. Like, just organize it. Like, it's okay to be a bad person in life, but you got to do it the right way. You never want to be walking down the block, you know, just getting cops pissed off at you. It's not a good feeling. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Former Ravens wide receiver Willie Snead IV reveals why wide receivers don't want to play in Baltimore or don't want to play for Baltimore. Probably because it's Baltimore, Maryland. Of course, in the recent past, the Ravens have simply been unable to lure top free agent pass catchers to Baltimore. Maybe besides the fact that you have Lamar Jackson, who doesn't really have the best spiral, and before then you had Joe Flacco, who got lucky in 2013. Oh, yeah. Who wants to go play for an average quarterback in a dump of a city? It's not even like you're playing in Miami or Chicago, or you got a lot of nightclubs and a lot of side chicks, or you're playing in Los Angeles. Hey, I want you to play for really average teams that you're going to work hard on and not get that far and live in Baltimore, Maryland. Get a grip.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Do you want to have a chance to have your car broken into and miss the playoffs? Baltimore is the place to be. This following segment has been brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. When I tell you that Rich Keeley's the best around, I'm doing this phase right now where I'm growing out my hair, seeing where the hell it's going. And once I'm done, I'm going to do a video with Rich Keeley, a before and after. Because I know every show you're hearing me talk about Rich Keeley. Rich Keeley's awesome. Rich Keeley's the best. Rich Keeley's the man. But you don't feel like you know him. Well, first of all, you can get to know him when you go to richkbarber.com and you sign up for an appointment and you tell him that you heard about it on Happy Hour. Just go to richkbarber.com, get the Salon Loft app, search up Rich K. Barber, and he's the best around. And no. There might be times where you're going to have to wait a few days. Let's say it's June 15th, and there's not an opening till June 9th. Waiting those few more days and just letting your hair grow out. You should be proud that you have a head of hair. Some people don't. I'm saying enjoy it, because when you wait, when you invest in your success and you go to richkbarber.com and you get a haircut from the best barber around, oh, my God.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what up?
Here it is,
oh, hi.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856 49 Hoppy. 856 494 6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. One of my bone listeners, Steve Williams from the UK, one of the diehard fans of Happy Hour. I feel like I had a realization that he's getting a little bit older on my post this week. So I put up a video of what's coming up on Happy Hour, and I say, and if you're old school, email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And Williams is like, oh, you're saying that email was old school? Yeah, bro, it's been around for 50 years.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
Kids don't even want laptops anymore. All right, I see this here from Bro Bible. Kevin Durant and Shaquille O'Neal debate matchup between the Warriors and the 2000 Lakers. What riveting content from Kevin Durant, who choked in the first round of the playoffs and is kind of a bitch and has always just kind of been irritating and pretty much won his NBA rings because of Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and one of the best coaches ever, Steve Kerr, and all the role players. Oh, but Kevin Durant is in Oklahoma City, goes to the finals, chokes. Kevin Durant in Brooklyn almost goes to the conference finals, chokes. Kevin Durant in the first round this year, chokes. Kevin Durant sits around and talks down to everybody that he can on Twitter. Oh, I don't care at all, even though I'm replying to people that are 10 years old. You're a weird guy, bro. You have all the talent in the world. In NBA 2K, you are unstoppable. You are literally a video game. It's almost like when Kevin Durant's playing basketball, it's almost like he's like a pothead playing NBA 2K and is just not giving it his all. Because if you're playing NBA 2K and you're a little faded, the game's going to be a little bit closer. But if you're playing NBA 2K and you just came from the gym, you're hitting every three-pointer and you are making sure you win by 70 when you're playing in the cheap, easy game of NBA 2K21 because NBA 2K22 is hard. What I'm saying is this. Literally, Kevin Durant, watching him play basketball is like watching a pothead play as an NBA 2K player. Because there's moments where you're like getting 10 points in a row and you're like, okay, I'm down. Kevin Durant's back. Yes. And then you don't score for three quarters. You know what I mean, man? It's a little weird. Oh, but thank God Kevin Durant, who was supposed to save Brooklyn and give them their entertainment. What entertainment the Brooklyn Nets have been. James Harden, that fat ass with his long beard who can't do anything in the playoffs. Then you have Kyrie Irving. I don't want to get vaccinated. And I also think that the earth is flat. And I'm a contrarian about everything. And Kevin Durant. Oh, yeah, they were going to be the entertainment leaders of Brooklyn. Everybody went, oh, that big three over there, they're going to be unstoppable. Take out the word UN. Take out the letters, and they're more like stoppable. I mean, it's unbelievable. You look at Kevin Durant, and you want to shake him and just grab your, like, hand and just open it all the way, and you just want to slap him across the face and be like, quit being a bitch, bro. You got all the talent in the world. No, I'm not a professional athlete, so I don't really know about, like, having to deal with the endorphins and being nervous and that. But, like, it's like, bro. But yeah, Kevin Durant and Shaquille O'Neal are debating online about what franchise would be better, the Warriors now or the Lakers in the 2000s. Kevin Durant tweeted on if Shaq's Lakers could beat the Warriors, bring Shaq up in that pick and roll and test them hips. And Kevin, and then Shaq said, I don't have to stop anyone. I had to be stopped, which is why it's impossible to do. Well, it was. I'm old now. Great conversation going on. Shaq saying, oh, it's pretty good, but I ate a lot. Now I'm old. And it's Kevin Durant talking about sports when he should be playing in the game. There's absolutely no reason that the Brooklyn Nets should not be in the finals right now. It's just Kevin Durant's a pushover. It is unbelievable. Let's look at what Kevin Durant's tweeted today. And I know it's a whole bit that everyone's done, but he literally tweets more than playoff games he's won with that team. And he's always tweeting at people that don't know anything. He's always talking down to them because he can't talk up to the league because he loses in the first round and gets swept. So he has no clout in the league. So Kevin Durant's like, to make myself feel better, I'm going to be a bully on the kids. I bet he was like that kid in fifth grade that would make fun of the second graders. Kevin Durant gives me that vibe, man. He just gives me, he's smarmy. All right, I'm looking at his tweets here. He's always reposting Stephen A. Smith videos. Here's Stephen A. Smith talking about, I have not heard this yet. So I'm listening to this, Happy Hour listeners, with you. So for people that don't know who the hell Stephen A. Smith is, you ever seen the guy when you're at the gym and he's yelling about sports and he's always incorrect? Yeah, that guy that wears the suit, that's him. And he's always incorrect about sports. And forever, it was him and Skip Bayless. And they did this show, Pardon My Take, where, they got crazy takes. They got crazy opinions. You don't know what they're going to say next. And it was always like, Skip Bayless would be like, LeBron James is not going to make it. LeBron James is the worst player of all time. I think LeBron James is awful. He's terrible. He's the worst ever. And all us 18-year-olds were like, Skip Bayless doesn't know what he's talking about. Skip Bayless is unaware of everything, even though he's making $20 million to piss us all off. Yeah, that type of sports. This is what happened. This was CJ McCollum, who plays for the New Orleans Pelicans and led them to the playoffs. Like, he's a good enough player, but he's not one that's going to win you a championship. But he'll take you from not making the playoffs to kind of being sort of pretty in the playoffs and memorable. So CJ McCollum played for the Trailblazers and got traded in the middle of the year. And J.J. Redick is this white dude who went to Duke University, who played on every team and just shot three-pointers, but he's very smart because he got his degree at Duke University. So now he's doing a podcast called The Old Man and the Jumper, and it's basically the Johnny Carson of literally an NBA show. He gets every player on, and they talk. So it's J.J. Redick and the player I talked about, C.J. McCollum, and they are debating Stephen A. Smith. I have not heard this yet. So we are hearing this together.
But that's about the height of my expectations for the Los Angeles Lakers.
So you said a random take, and then you explained a bunch of things about Russell Westbrook that had nothing to do with that take. And so I want clarification.
Sure.
What is your issue with Russell Westbrook being at that music?
That's a wild thing. That's a wild thing for you to say. Him supporting his team, his organization, his coach, a fellow African-American man. Well, I guess.
For what? Somebody cornered Stephen A. Smith his whole life. Kwame Brown's never going to. He always talks about everybody that sucks. And then you have two players. Yeah, they're not going to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, they're not all-time greats or anything, but they're really smart. And somebody who's a fat nerd who writes about sports, who always has the big mouth, he got shut up. What are you saying, bitch? What are you saying? Oh, that's right. Nothing.
Random tape. And then you explained a bunch of things about Russell Westbrook that had nothing to do with that take. And so I want clarification.
Sure.
What is your issue with Russell Westbrook being at that music?
That's a wild thing for you to say. Him supporting his team, his organization, his coach, a fellow African-American man that gets hired by the Los Angeles Lakers.
Don't go there.
This is what you said.
But you said that he crossed the line when you bring up another African-American man. That's not where I'm going.
I'm talking about the Lakers organization discussing trade.
I say things really spread out to fill out time because I really don't know what I'm saying because I'm Stephen A. Smith and I just talk with a door. Shut up. Talk normally, bro. I'm Stephen A. Smith and everything's got to be a debate. Shut up, bro. God, he must be unbearable today. Fine, we're going to have the sous-chef. I would rather have a burger or a slice of pizza, rather, but I could go for some sushi.
Organization discussing training him.
We look at the new him.
Well, what I'm saying, no. Let me talk about what they have.
You said him going to the press conference. You're disappointed.
I'm saying.
Run the tape. We got the tape.
The Lakers organization has been talking about moving.
There you go. That's everything going on in the world, man. Dude, you would get so mad. I would be like 17 or 18 years old, and Derrick Rose was losing to the Miami Heat or whatever, and we're watching daytime ESPN while working out as like 17-year-olds, and we're just looking at the TV, and we're like, Stephen A. Smith, how is he on TV? And we didn't get the concept that it was all scripted. Oh, but your local morning show where someone's getting cheated on at 7 in the morning and has a perfectly clear phone line and wants to talk about being cheated on at 7:10 a.m.? Oh, yeah, that's totally real.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hello? Hi. You got cheated on? You have some one-liners? All right, good to go. We'll give you $50 after. This following segment was brought to you by... who could it be? WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that Westchase Printing is the best printing company in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. DJ Tone Tampa and Westchase Printing on Instagram is the place to be. At West Chase Printing, you can get posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, you can get at westchaseprinting.com. And he's a good dude. He's a class act. He's the one that made the banner in my room here at Hoppy Hour. But the thing is this. Here's what's going on. He was already going to give you a good deal, but when you name drop me, he's going to hook you up even more. For all the info, once you get the invoice, just go to westchaseprinting.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randall. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Oh, what?
Forget it, Meatwad.
Yeah.
I'm a circus freak.
Me too.
And that's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. All righty. Heartbreaking video allegedly shows former NBA player Delonte West panhandling in Virginia. How far he's fallen. I mean, he was literally banging LeBron's mom allegedly years ago, and now he's homeless in Virginia. Oh, man. Bizarre. He must have just went through his money, like, insanely through cocaine just really fast. Like, just buying 8-ball after 8-ball after...
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Ah, 856. 49 Hoppy.
No shock here. Kanye West isn't too happy about Pete Davidson spending time with his kids.
But let's be real. When's the last time Kanye West was ever happy?
I never want the person that I'm dating to be, yeah, like, subjected to public scrutiny.
Well, then retire. Get the hell out of here.
Just because we're dating. He knows what he's getting himself into, obviously.
Yeah. Hell yeah, you.
But I'm trying to minimize any tabloid drama.
Okay. Seems like Kanye's ex-wife, Kim Kardashian, is over the drama surrounding her relationship with Pete Davidson. The latest, Ye being territorial about their 6-year-old son.
Yeah, Kanye's really such a good father. Sociopath.
According to an ET source quote, Kanye is very upset that Pete was out with Saint.
Mm.
He feels very hurt and expressed his feelings to Kim.
So what, she never supposed to date again while you date lookalikes that are probably not even close to being as good at sex as she was? But then again, when you look at her tape, maybe she's no different.
I just want a drama-free life.
Yeah.
And it's like there's always headlines and this and this.
But then retire and go away forever, but you wouldn't do that. That would be the solution.
So this, even if there's things that are inaccurate, it's not like I could get out there and be like, hey, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong.
That was the realest moment that show's ever had.
Meanwhile, Pete seems open to extending an olive branch to the rapper for Kim's sake.
It's gotta be weird. He was listening to Kanye West in 2006, probably while jerking off to Kim Kardashian's sex tape. And now he's in this situation.
A source tells ET, Pete is willing to meet up with Kanye and speak to him if it will help.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to help, bud. You're just trying to instigate the situation because you're a bad boy, Pete Davidson.
Pete just won't put up with any crap from Kanye.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't want Kim to either.
That's good.
You just got to roll with it.
From what we've seen play out on the Hulu show, it seems that Kim's estranged husband, Kanye, dislikes Pete and the fact that she's moving on.
You don't say, Miss Obvious. Kanye West doesn't like Pete Davidson. Whoa, breaking news from Entertainment Tonight.
Pete said, I'm going to grow on you. Just wait.
Hell yeah.
Like, you're going to... He knew. He's like, I give it 4 months in and you're going to be obsessed.
That BDE, bro.
Shut up.
And I was like, oh,
come on.
However, the Skims founder has been dating the SNL alum for 6 months now. So naturally, it seems that Kim would introduce Pete to her 4 kids, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm.
Yeah, totally.
He's really, really thoughtful and humble and just so genuine. I would say the perfect word to describe Pete is genuine.
Oh, I love Pete Davidson. I saw him in 2015 at the Tampa Improv down on the second floor, and I'm sitting all the way back, and it all of a sudden reeks of marijuana. Like, when I tell you it reeks of marijuana, like, you know when it reeks so bad of marijuana that it's, like, ridiculous? Like, you know, like, yeah, you can smell marijuana, but you know what it was, like, reeks? Yeah, that was Pete Davidson. I was near, like, where the comedians all sit, and all of a sudden, I see this tall dude. I'm sitting down, and he's like, hey, what's up, bro? Do you know where the bathroom is? And I pointed to the bathroom. He's like, oh, okay, thank you. And it reeked. So then he went to the bathroom, and like a weirdo, after about 3 minutes after he went and left the bathroom, because I was, like, pretty much right next to it, I went in there, and I don't know if he smoked a blunt in there or lit a marijuana scent candle, but I never smelled more potent marijuana than when I was in the same bathroom as Pete Davidson. It was quite the time.
Things may be rocky with Kanye and Pete, but he's making a good impression with Kim's family. We're told
that's all that matters, and just don't die.
Old Pete is great with the kids. Our source added, the kids love Pete too and have so much fun with him.
Oh, that's good, man. That is a good thing.
Pete has got to be literally the best human being I've ever met. Like,
it's a shot at their father. Not one of the best. The best. The best, Pete, man. You are just a legend.
Art.
Lately, we've seen Kim totally smitten with her beau on the Hulu show.
Yeah.
Which echoes what she told E.T. back in April.
True.
What do you love about him? What's your favorite thing about him?
He's just super genuine.
And she uses that word a lot. I don't think she's ever been around a genuine person in her life. When she's noticing how genuine he is, this nerdy guy from Staten Island with a lot of talent that has to deal with every projecting Gen Xer that failed and like, why did that ugly guy get all the girls? I don't know, why aren't you getting any girls?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by FitsageFitness.net. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. FitsageFitness.net. He has classes. If you don't live in the Bay Area, please don't move here. You can do virtual workouts with him online. FitsageFitness.net. He's got different monthly subscriptions. And tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face?
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Alrighty, let's get right into the news on Hoppy Hour.
Happy Hot Topic!
Rebel Wilson is gay!
Rebel Wilson makes this Pride Month one to remember,
hell
revealing
yeah.
She's dating fashion designer Ramona Agruma.
Ah, they're an adorable couple. Woo! I never saw it coming, but I also don't have a gaydar at all, so good for her. Life's too short. Enjoy yourself and be honest.
And E.T. has the details behind this sweet new romance.
It's like love is in the air.
On Thursday, the actress shared this selfie, cuddled up to the fashion designer. And in the caption, Rebel writes, I thought I was searching for a Disney prince, but maybe what I really needed all this time was a Disney princess.
Hell yeah, sounds like she was in the closet, and I'm glad she was able to come out. I hope anybody that wants to come out can come out right now.
Hashtag love is love. Well, when you wish upon a star, Rebel. You know, she wasn't joking about the whole prince-princess thing either. Check out this pic from earlier this year. Yeah, it is a total fairy tale romance.
Alrighty, man.
I'm really excited.
Hell after yeah. Rebels post, a source confirmed to ET that the pic was in fact a relationship reveal.
All right. So then you have that part. And then you have this.
Wow! Happy Hot Topic!
Rebel Wilson is speaking out. The senior year.
A day ago, Rebel Wilson was having a day of her life. She came out gay. She's living herself. Not even 24 hours later, Rebel Wilson's responding to accusations. The life of a celebrity. You get to celebrate the good times, and then immediately there's backlash.
Rebel Wilson is speaking out. The senior year star responded to accusations that an Australian newspaper threatened to out her.
Yeah, I mean, this is just unfortunate. Being famous is kind of annoying.
Earlier this week...
Tell me about it.
The Sydney Morning Herald published an op-ed claiming it had contacted Rebel's team about her and girlfriend Ramona Agruma's still private romance.
Oh yeah, Ramona. She looks like a Ramona. She's very beautiful.
And provided a two-day window for her to respond, during which Rebel confirmed the news herself, writing in part, "It was with an abundance of caution and respect that this media outlet emailed Rebel Wilson's representatives on Thursday morning, giving her 2 days to comment on her new relationship with LA leisurewear designer Ramona Agruma before publishing a single word. Big mistake." Wilson opted to gazump the story, posting about her new Disney princess on Instagram early Friday morning. The column added that the paper found it, quote, underwhelming that Rebel chose to, quote, ignore our discreet, genuine, and honest queries, but...
There's never been anything honest about newspapers. So when they're saying, we're trying to be honest, shut up. You're a newspaper. Like, literally, you are the scum of the earth in the media. You're a piece of paper in 2022. No one cares about newspapers.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Losers!
Look ahead to the next NBA Finals game. The Celtics and the Warriors all tied up at 2 games apiece. So who's favored to win game
five? We don't know.
Five. Joining us is ESPN basketball analyst Tim Legler.
Oh, no. My life's too short to listen to Tim Legler. It's been an interesting series. There's times that the Celtics look unbeatable, and there's times that they look like they're very young. And that sounds weird. And the Warriors look like they're champions, and then they look like they're duds. It's going to go 7 games. But give me Curry. No, no, no. Just, you know, as a player. I don't like the food.
Our first low goes to the inexplicable spoiling of a fairy tale moment at the self-proclaimed happiest place on earth.
Anybody that says that Disneyland is the happiest place on earth has never felt happiness.
Well, that's awfully nice, a German man kneeling before his princess on a stage in front of Sleeping Beauty's castle at Disneyland Paris and taking out an engagement ring. But wait, a Disney employee wearing Mickey ears bolts in between the couple mid-proposal, snatches the ring, and directs them off.
There's some people that are like really into theme parks that are insufferable when they work there in the way that like they just get so into it. Like, so into, like, they're insane about it. It's like their adrenaline rush. And that's that dude that works at this Disney is like, bro, just be human, man. Like, yeah, should they not have been up there? No, but like, it's a proposal, bro. Like, you're a bro working at Disney that probably can't get any girl on Tinder because all you talk about is Disney.
His precious platform.
That's great, but over here,
she's
gonna be even better.
Oh, what an asswipe. I wanna punch that guy in the face. He's probably the kid in school who was like, it's 2:48. And they're like, yeah, school ends at 2:50. And he's like, oh my God, we need to do work for two more days. Cause I can't pick up on social situations and I just ruined someone's proposal. Cause I haven't been late in 5 years. Asswipe.
Making it worse, the groom-to-be had asked for and received permission from another employee to use the spot for his once-in-a-lifetime moment. He eventually did slip the ring on his girlfriend's finger.
So then if someone else... it's infuriating. Absolutely infuriating. But there's that thing called karma. It'll hit you across the face, fellow Disney employee. I'm being edgy. I'm being theme parkish. Relax.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news in entertainment. Let's start off today with Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott.
Why?
Because according to Us Weekly, they are currently in the midst of a trial separation.
I bet she is a bundle of fun to be around, and he seems like such a pretentious douche.
Recall that rumors have been circulating for a while now that the parents of five were divorcing after 16 years of marriage.
Yeah, they had about four too many kids.
A source told Us Weekly that they know divorce will be expensive, and it's not something they're willing to go through right now. They both feel a little trapped. They don't want their children to be unhappy, yet at the same time, Tori has been unhappy for quite a while now. They truly are still together for their kids.
I guess that's good, but it's got to be annoying for the kids. Can we just have separate lives?
Well, I hope that you guys both find each other again. Breakups can be hard.
Oh, that was passive aggressive. Sounds like she's on a dry spell. I was on it for a year. And when you start judging other relationships, it means you're not getting laid. Because someone that's getting laid is only focused on their relationship or the multiple relationships they have while claiming they have one. Cheating.
Switching gears to Angelina Jolie because she is being the bigger person for the sake of her kids, despite...
Oh, Angelina Jolie being the bigger person? Angelina Jolie is a spoiled brat.
The ongoing legal battle with her ex-husband, Brad Pitt.
I'm not even playing this. That is the most one-sided thing ever. You're reporting the news and you're saying she's being the bigger person? She's never been the bigger person. She's a scumbag. So is Brad Pitt. But no, she literally began as a side chick. She literally just randomly showed up in 05 after he was getting divorced from Jennifer Aniston while making the Smith movie. Whoa, you're telling me something that began as a side chick allegedly doesn't end well? Whoa, that's a concept worth thinking about. Someone that you're sleeping with on the side while you're married to this wholesome woman ends up ruining your life? Whoa.
Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by... Oh, God. Who else have I not done yet? I feel like I've done them all. Gotta catch them all. Let's just say, go to Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro with Dwayne, the mattress guy, at 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. And tell Dwayne the Mattress Guy that I sent you. And Dwayne the Mattress Guy will save your life. Your sex life, because you'll have a better bed and you'll get laid more.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nit fit.
Light him up.
Meat wad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
Oh, yeah. That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey. I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my boy.
I don't think Meat Wad should be hanging around with these moon people.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Back to the news.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with ASAP Rocky.
Yo, what up, ASAP? How's the kid going?
Week, the new dad was spotted leaving a Brentwood recording studio in what appears to be his first public sighting since welcoming his first child with Rihanna. In pictures that you can see on HollywoodLife.com, Rocky looked typically stylish as...
What side chick did he bang while pretending to be at work?
He bundled up in a blue and white shearling jacket with baggy jeans that featured crisscrossing details and a vintage Diana Ross t-shirt underneath. But since ASAP was at the studio, I can only hope that he might be making something about his new bundle of joy. HL did learn exclusively that Rocky has been a huge support system for Reese since the birth of their son. So sweet. But moving on to a sad story, and that's Halsey's canceled show in Maryland.
No! Wait, let's hear why it's sad, because if it's actually something traumatic, then I'll feel bad.
Last night, thousands of fans were forced to stand outside as rain poured down and flooding commenced in the amphitheater. Then, after hours of delays, the concert was eventually canceled, leaving concertgoers outraged that they were not allowed to leave earlier. Well, Halsey seemed to be completely understanding of their anger and took to Instagram Live to explain that keeping them at the venue amidst the severe weather conditions was strictly for their safety.
No, it's because the venue probably can't handle things because it's old, because it's Baltimore and everything in Baltimore is old, so that's why.
President Trump's former attorney Rudy Giuliani, who is facing new ethics charges over his false election claims. The Washington.
There is literally nothing ethical about that creep.
D.C. office that oversees attorneys and their ethical conduct filed charges against Giuliani on Friday.
That is a record-breaking amount of times they said ethic. I think they're trying to let you know that Rudy Giuliani didn't really have ethics.
Britney Spears and Sam Asghari's wedding day had an alarming hiccup when the pop star's ex-husband, Jason Allen Alexander, arrived at her home and was later...
Loser! Not Britney, him. Yo, bro, I'm gonna live in the past and get really drunk. 18 years ago, I was married to her for 2 days. Let me ruin the marriage. You are a small dick energy loser!
Shut up!
You're arrested. According to TMZ, Alexander filmed himself arriving at her home on Instagram Live on Thursday. In a video of the live stream shared by the outlet.
He's a dude who takes selfies at the gym shirtless. So if you wanted to know what type of person Britney Spears likes to marry, it's meatheads.
A voice seeming to be Alexander's can be heard telling a security guard, Britney Spears invited me here. She's my first wife, my only wife. I'm her first husband. I'm here to crash the wedding.
And he's taking all the selfies at all those creepy, like early 40s, late 30s, like people that were specifically born in the 80s, so now just turning 40. Like the graduation class of like 2000. Those people that are like, they have the perfect just for men, perfectly dyed beard and dyed hair, and they're wearing their flat top hat and a muscle shirt. They're ripped. They're so ripped. That's Britney Spears' ex, and it gives really like I'm going to punch a wall at Jersey Shore vibes. Not somebody I would want to be married to. Oh, wait, somebody that works out at the gym all the time, that lives in the past, is somebody you don't want to be married to? What a concept.
He later appears to try to run into the venue as the video gets blurry. TMZ reports that Alexander got inside but was ultimately restrained outside by security.
You know how much of a loser he is? He has a selfie of him at a boxing gym, looks like a UFC gym, next to a boxing ring with AirPods on, a beanie, a yellow beanie hat, perfectly done eyebrows, a gold chain, a ring, and a tank top, and he has his tongue out. Yeah, I'm a party guy. I don't really work out when I go to the gym. I do the bare minimum and then just walk around and hit on every girl and go, hey, you know me? I was married to Britney Spears for 2 minutes.
A Ventura County
creep
sheriff's office spokesperson confirmed to NBC News that deputies were called to Spears' home around 2 p.m. Sergeant Cyrus Zadeh told Access Hollywood the deputies arrived at Spears' residence for a trespassing in progress.
Got it.
And identified the individual on the scene as Alexander.
Sorry, officer.
Zadeh said it became known that Alexander had an out-of-county warrant and that
that's good, man. Sounds like a really good guy.
County extradited him to.
He takes a lot of selfies. The thing that's really frightening about him, ladies and gentlemen, but especially ladies, if you're dating a guy who all they do is take selfies of them ripped at the gym, be aware.
Ventura County. He was subsequently arrested and is currently being held at the department. Authorities are continuing their investigation into what happened on the grounds of Spears' home to determine if charges relating to the incident will be filed. A sheriff's office spokesperson told NBC News that deputies are sorting out if Spears or others want Alexander arrested on suspicion of misdemeanor trespassing.
You know, like when someone gets like their family taken away from them and they're like, oh, my family was taken from me. Oh, my family was taken from me. And they always act like victims. That's probably how Jason Alexander is. He's like, Britney was taken from me. Britney was taken from me. No, you're just a psychotic meathead and no one wants to be around.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by quadpod.com, QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy, the best podcast network around.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Whoa, hey. Hey.
Hey, it's, I mean, it's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
Board.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
I was actually asked to DJ for the president and all of the other presidents from around the world.
Is Paris Hilton trying to sound like Howard? I'm Paris Stern. I'm talking very lowly, so I sound smarter. Because normally I talk like this, but I'm going to talk like NPR to sound really smart. Maybe that's what I should do now. This is Ryan Hoppy with Hoppy Hour.
I was actually asked to DJ for the president.
Yeah, that guy.
And
heard of him.
All of the other
people that are with
presidents
him
from around the world.
Presidents around the world. World leaders?
Ship first. Paris Hilton chose her close pal over a high-profile gig. The heiress and entrepreneur revealed on the latest episode of her This Is Paris podcast this week.
Yeah, This Is Paris.
That she turned down an offer to DJ for President Biden and other heads of state at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles.
That is how out of touch the president is. Oh, who's the hip thing that the kids like? 40-year-old Paris Hilton.
To attend Britney Spears' wedding. Though the opportunity to perform for the president was obviously the chance of a lifetime, Paris...
The chance of a lifetime. I got to hang out with the president. But the current president, I'm good. He'd be sleeping by the middle of the show. Turn off the disco.
Seemed to make it clear that the decision to watch Britney say I do instead was a no-brainer.
Duh.
I was actually asked to DJ for the president and all of the other presidents from around the world.
Oh, my God. Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. You can listen to Hoppy Hour every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central at zradiolive.com on the Odyssey app and tune in. Maybe I've been doing this wrong the whole time.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
You have 3 babies on the way. Is that true or false?
Well, yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm Nick Cannon. I don't know how to pull out.
The stork is on the way.
Loser, deadbeat dad, you're a loser. Oh, you're going to have the money for your kids? Oh, well, all the time you have in a day and all the Los Angeles traffic, oh, you're going to be there for them emotionally. They're going to have raging daddy issues.
This is what I said.
Have you ever noticed, like the creep from Girls Gone Wild, Joe Francis, he has beautiful daughters, Howard Stern had daughters. Same thing a lot of times when a man is really weird about sex and is like a famous person, they always have beautiful daughters. Nick Cannon's about to have like 8, I don't know how many daughters he has, but in 18 years, he's going to be like, oh my God, my daughters are pretty. Yeah, that's karma, bitch.
If you thought the numbers I put up in 2021 was...
Being a deadbeat's funny. No wonder he thinks being a deadbeat is funny. Being a deadbeat is not a funny thing. And Nick Cannon, when attempting humor, has never been funny. I think I just figured it all out. All right, I gotta skip over this. It's about J-Lo. She's a little mad. J-Lo's always mad. She seems like a bitter woman.
Now, did Jenny from the Block think that she would be shutting down New York City to premiere her documentary?
I'm nervous, but I'm...
It's not that... It's because she's Jenny from the Block. The reason J-Lo has a career is because Selena died.
Excited.
And we just miss Selena. I gotta skip over this because of the copyright laws.
While Jenny from the Block looked pretty confident to us in this daring Tom Ford black velvet and mesh cutout gown, opening the Tribeca Festival with her Netflix documentary, Halftime, out.
So I'm not going to play any more of this J-Lo news because of the copyright. But she wants to build a family with Ben Affleck, is the big point. Oh, and then she was saying, I don't even want to play it. I don't want to read about it because it's infuriating. But she was pretty much saying that she felt off at the Super Bowl halftime show and like that it was weird doing it with Shakira. Like, yeah, Shakira is better than you. You know you're a hack. You are so lucky, J-Lo, that Selena was around. It's like when a lot of radio people try to claim, I didn't copy Howard Stern. But then they have a female newsreader, a wacky team, and they talk like Howard Stern. And they're all in different radio markets. Or you have Greta Van Fleet being like, I wasn't copying Led Zeppelin. The same thing with J-Lo. Without Selena, we never know who the hell you are.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.